listening to the land's language. Every landscape speaks a language particular to itself. The wind through ponderosa pines sounds different than wind through aspens. Spring runoff in the Rockies flows with a different rhythm than rain-swollen rivers in the Amazon. Learning to read this language, to know what the cloud formations mean for tomorrow's weather, what the bird songs indicate about the season, what the plants reveal about soil and water, was once essential survival knowledge. Now it's nearly lost, replaced by weather apps and GPS. But the capacity to read the land remains crucial because it restores the felt sense of belonging to a place, the recognition that you are not a visitor to nature, but a participant in it. Start simply. Spend a year observing one tree through all four seasons, noting when the buds appear, when the leaves turn, when the birds nest in it. This practice of attention rebuilds the neural pathways of connection, rewilding your domesticated mind, teaching you that the good life is not found in virtual spaces or shopping malls, but in the real-time unfolding of the more-than-human world.